you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No more mask. Come on over here. COVID rules have disappeared. CDC says I can be close to you. Though my hands are not sanitized, come and sit by my side. Distancing, it's not a thing close to you.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Well, we are going to visit the Idiocracy, as we always do, on Monday between 3 and 4 o'clock, but David Blackman will be unable to join us.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap! Yeah.
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
I feel the same way. I wish he was here, but he's got what they call a wedding anniversary today. And I could tell that since he gave us a heads up during last week's visit, that there was no wiggle room in that schedule for today. So
I'm sure Mrs. David Blackman has
something to say about that. I'm sure that in the nicest possible way, she said,
"The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is
hers." It is 3:04. I don't even know where to start, because the insanity that's going on right now is beyond my ability. I can't even believe it. Every day, more crap spills out. And if you're not genuinely, I don't give a damn if you like Donald Trump or you don't, but if what's happening now doesn't bring back a history lesson or two, now that the FBI is Joe Biden's personal Gestapo, he wants Trump arrested and tried for being a threat to democracy, which is not against the law, by the way. And I still don't know. Everybody keeps saying the same old shaving cream. What do you mean a threat to democracy? What does that mean? We are a democratic republic, not a democracy. Where do they come up with this stuff? Might be worth a couple of days off just to use the actual words, because I am tired every day. There's more crap. Meanwhile, the problems we're dealing with just get worse. And I've got idiots. Like, I'm talking about you, Andy, and you know who you are.
Well, you got a radio show, and everybody blindly believes everything you say.
Really? I got chewed out because I posted that picture of Jordan-Hare Stadium, and this is the number of is equal to the number of armed IRS agents they're hiring in the Inflation Reduction Act. So you're worried that, well, they're not all going to be armed, and blah, 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 and this is nothing new. Yeah, because when I had my audit and when I had my appeal here a number of years ago, everything happened under the threat of a gun. Got some jerk-offs. I got to tell you, it's beyond my ability to describe it. So they took his passports. They took Trump's passports during this raid. Oh, and Judge Reinhardt, good buddy of Jeffrey Epstein, who looks a little goofy himself, frankly. You can't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes you can. Sometimes somebody just doesn't look like quite right. So they took his passports. God knows what. And this is nothing more. 7 years. And then the media, of course, because they're totally in on it, raising the hysteria level as high as they can make it over what? Over nothing. Over planned and basically vacuous charges to which there was no substance, but we had judges that signed off on FISA warrants and FBI agents that signed off on getting those warrants, and nobody, not one of those sons of bitches, has been held accountable. Not one. Peter Stroganoff is still on MSLSD. Oh, yeah, I'm an expert. You're an expert, turd. This is... And, you know, the fact that there was a poll out today, a Rasmussen poll, so it's pretty credible. Way, way over half the country sees what happened to Donald Trump as a political thing. So, once again, the geniuses, the Three Stooges, they have, here's a plot that'll work. It's totally backfiring. If they did it for political purposes, first of all, there's a little thing called fatigue. We're tired of hearing about Donald Trump's a threat to this and a threat to that and colluding with Russia, and all of it turned out to be bullshmickle. Every last bit of it. You've got nothing. Kind of frightening that a president that did a pretty damn good job while in office has to face this. Witch hunt doesn't seem to describe it. But Gestapo does. And I am very worried that they will take this to the worst possible extreme. And by the way, if you voted for Trump, if you're just a registered Republican, you're an insurrectionist and all the rest of the crap that they make up. Oh. And where's there room for you got an idiot in the White House that thinks there's no inflation. I got news for you. I went grocery shopping this weekend, and prices went up from last week on certain items. The only thing that has saved my sanity during this whole thing has been the wonderful outpouring of support for a three-legged dog. It's almost as if God put bingo in front of me to say, here's a chance to do some good. And for your friends, it's amazing the difference 100 people can make. And I especially want to thank my neighbors, the Burrises, Carolyn and Howard. Such awesome, generous people. So many awesome, generous people. We had those pies out the door at Prattville Farm Center within an hour on Saturday, and I didn't bring enough. So Jay Scott is on his way, and they should be there. Jay left at 3, so given the car he drives, should be there in about 5 minutes. And by the way, Mama's Produce is really, really cool. That was the first time I had a chance to see that, and I tried some of that dairy milk and all the other good things they have. And maybe we'll check in with Tammy Burkhalter a little bit later. It's 3:10. Carl and David, I'm going to take your call in a sec here. Don't lose your place. Our show is brought to you in part by a terrific law firm that is run by two women who I find personally amazing, both from their expertise at what they do and the passion with which they do it. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Online, the alabamafamilylawyers.com. Their practice began in specializing in representing men in matters of divorce. And they did that so well that women, they were calling actually the radio station. Will they represent me? So I asked, yes. And now the practice is open for anybody who needs help with any type of family law matter, whether it's divorce, an attempted change in custody or financial arrangement, and so forth. And they will, I'll tell you what, when you meet them and talk to them, you'll be very impressed by their legal expertise, but most importantly, you'll be glad that you tapped into the zeal with which they represent their clients. 819-4810 is the number. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson. The web address again, the alabamafamilylawyers.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So I guess our phone works.
Yeah.
Wow. That's one day in a row. Here's Carl. Carl?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that I got one of your pies.
Oh.
From Mama's Produce.
Oh.
And it was fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
There was only one problem with it.
What?
It seemed to just disappear.
Oh.
And it just, I mean, it was there, and then it wasn't. But it was one of the best key lime pies I've ever had, and you did an excellent job, and I'm glad that the money, is going for a good cause.
Yes, and fingers crossed, they have been taking care of him and getting all the surgeries and everything else. I think because of the relief of the financial burden that they happily took on to help this dog, yeah, there's a good chance they'll be able to keep him because they will have the money to do that.
That's very good.
If that happens, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to see Bingo probably two weeks from Thursday. And I know that I'm going to bawl my eyes out when I meet that dog.
Yeah.
For everything he has meant to me and everybody that's listening. It's been something good to focus on. There's some fantastic people. Things like this come along, they remind you, keep the faith.
Yeah. Well, you keep up the good work.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
There has been a discussion. Now, some people, $30 for a pie. We're raising money for a cause.
Yeah.
Many people have been incredibly generous. But there has been talk about perhaps doing them at a lower price on a regular basis with Preble Farm and maybe other places, too.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, it's not for me. It's not for me. But it's been fun. And I make every one of those pies with love. You can taste it. Here is David.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, man.
Isn't it interesting that the one individual who is actually the greatest threat to democracy across the earth, you never hear a peep of his name uttered on any of the main networks, and that is George Soros.
Yeah, what about his threat? I love the fact that Ron DeSantis kicked his sorry-ass Tampa prosecutor out of office, another George Soros plant.
Yeah, and, and George Soros has said openly that he will not rest until America is destroyed. Now, why is that individual allowed to even set foot in this country, let alone have even draw a breath?
I don't know. He's got connections to the original Nazi party. He has ruined countries to build his wealth. He is the most evil POS on the planet Earth, and yet he's not a threat to democracy? No, because he owns the Democrats.
Sure.
He owns them.
Gives billions of dollars to them.
And how do you explain a clown ass like that fat butt jackass DA in New York? Just people committing serious crimes, they're just getting no bail. On what planet does that make sense? Who's going to change their ways when there's no consequences for taking an action?
Sure. Absolutely.
Insane. It's all insane.
But You know, and you have people like Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese agent.
Oh, yeah.
Who is not held accountable. You had Dianne Feinstein, who has a Chinese agent as her chauffeur for 8 years.
No accountability for that.
Not held accountable.
But Donald Trump had passports in his house, and they belong to him. We got to get those. Bastards.
Yeah. To make sure he doesn't escape to Russia.
Yeah, right. Because he's been colluding with them for years, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Have a good one, Greg.
Thanks. Christopher Wray couldn't find his ass with both hands. And we'll be back in just a moment here. I've lost track of the time. It's 3:16 already. Rich's forecast in a moment.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. Radar is becoming more active today, and there's a risk of some thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before they fade out overnight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Low temperature tonight down to about 73. Look for mid-90s again tomorrow. Only isolated afternoon and evening storms, but the storms will become much more numerous Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. I'm proud to announce that Whole Foods has introduced a point-of-purchase technology that scans customers' palms. That's right. I'm now a palm reader. Not only can you pay for overpriced sundries with wrinkles in your hand, I can also predict your future. I can tell by your deep line of heart that you will find true love. And you will purchase an engagement ring on Amazon. Yay! Ooh, your line of life means I can expect many more years of Prime membership payments. Oh, and your line of fate tells me your doorstep will soon be visited by a stranger carrying a parcel filled with something you forgot you purchased when you were drunk last Saturday night. And of course, your line of success will never be as deep and pronounced as my own.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell.
Guess what? Apparently, they have found it necessary to build barricades now around the FBI building. They're lucky, in a way, that, see, when Democrats and lefties get pissed off, they burn their city down. Or they loot businesses or kill cops. We get pissed off, and that's all we do. We try to elect people that we hope will stay fast to the conservative course and look out for us. Most just go there and disappoint us. But they're lucky that we don't act the way they do. Otherwise, those barricades would be absolutely necessary. I keep having fantasies about 10 million people showing up in D.C. saying, we've had it. We've had it. Okay? Got that? But in the meantime, now the FBI, and they're because of all those insurrectionists, with the, according to this tweet, an increasing number of threats against the FBI and agents. Why? Because we have the nerve, the audacity to question your tactics against a former president to get his passports? I mean, you would have to have your finger buried up to the third knuckle to believe that any of this is legitimate. So now, here we go again. More games, more theater by the political circus in D.C. Now we got to put barricades around the FBI because we're getting threats. Really? Hey, pusshats. You're the FBI. You're armed. You can't. You got to do this. You got to take the step. What are people threatening to do? Supposedly, Jim Jordan, who is one of the few stalwarts in the House, said that they've had 14 FBI whistleblowers come knocking on their door to talk about what's really going on in this bureau, which at this point I think desperately needs to be disbanded.
Yep.
We do not need a national police force, even though they've been pushing. Obama was pushing for that. Whoa! Last night I made the mistake to, or maybe it was Saturday, I forget, surfed into the Smithsonian Channel just to see what was on, and I get a program called The Obama Years, and as soon as the channel changed, I go, whoa! So, now the FBI, pretty soon, barricades, and pretty soon you won't be able to go anywhere in D.C. without security clearance and all the places you used to just be able to walk into. But it's not their fault. It's ours. We believe in this hokey old thing called the Constitution. Ugh. So anyway, that and the other half, it's not electrifying. You see, in order for a story to be electrifying, it has to be fairly recent vintage. Pardon me, my ring is dinging. But over the weekend, and they do this on Friday, any big story that the left-wing media doesn't want you to really see, they drop on Friday afternoon because the weekends, things, people shift their attention away. So the CDC basically threw all of its rules out the window on COVID, on everything. Did you see today that Defense Secretary Austin, double vaxxed, twice boosted, four shots total, got COVID? It's not a vaccine! It's not! But if you were more interested in actually working on the defense of America and not getting people who don't know what sex they are to change while they're in the military, maybe if you prioritized it, who knows? I have no sympathy at all. Sorry. Sorry, that's not a very Christian attitude to take. This is God's work here. So Austin Biden out for 18 days. Supposedly he was injected with all of this stuff. So what does this tell you? It's not a vaccine. It's never been a vaccine. And God only knows what is in there. I'm terrified there's some chemical in there that they can activate remotely and kill us when the timing is right. So another big shot in the Obama administration, or, well, it is the Obama. What am I saying? Joe Biden may be the president. We all know who's wrong. Oh! Goes down with the COVID. We can't. Revenge is, and I mean this in all sincerity, and I'm not trying to be controversial or shocking, but this is true. Revenge is anger's orgasm. It feels great. It feels great at the moment, but as time passes and you start to think again, it's really not what you want to do. It doesn't really accomplish anything other than that very temporary, well, good, that kind of thing. We need long-term, long-lasting benefits to things like this. And I just hate, we got to wait till now. Tomorrow we may have some revenge tomorrow. We may see Liz Cheney get her sizable ass handed to her in Wyoming. Al Franken over the weekend, Mr. Gropey Hands. Oh, I hope you all go out and vote for Liz Cheney. What a dick. He's another one. Well, he's out of a job as a senator. He had to resign because all these pictures turned up with Al Franken cupping his hands around women's breasts. And it's not to fault him for wanting that. You just don't do it on a military airplane headed to a combat zone.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I did it one time, but you're an a-hole. All of this brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566, for any kind of electrical service project, big or small, reconnecting to the power grid, changing the light bulbs in a high tower, or adding an installation or a ceiling fan, whatever it is. Certified Masters, all. They give you an upfront price, estimates, and work is performed at a time that's convenient for you. You may not need them today, but remember the name when you are ready. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. James, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. I wanted to call last week when you were talking about it more, but I was kind of worried about the IRS retaliation. A family that I grew up with up in North Alabama is a direct descendant of one of America's greatest folk heroes. Mm-hmm. And one that was about 8 years younger than me not long ago committed suicide because they were harassing him so badly, the IRS, that he decided he couldn't take it anymore, and so he killed himself. And so
what do you think 87,000 of these agents are going to do to people? That's all it's about. They have the power to do it. They don't need warrants. They can clean out your bank account just on suspicion. There's no, yes. They're not even, they're an extra constitutional government agency. That's another thing these alleged conservatives need to promise when they get elected, to undo that stupid I read Economics 101 over the weekend. You know what it says? Hire as many IRS agents as you can. That'll fix the economy. Bastards.
Yeah, it makes me sick. I've seen them make so many mistakes and then, you know, have to correct the mistakes, and the mistakes they make are so stupid. And they couldn't even tell that a parenthesis meant minus, you know, and so they thought it was an addition, and unbelievable. But anyway, I agree with you on all you're saying on it, and I feel your anger and enthusiasm. And thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Always good to hear from you, my friend. Here is Chris.
Hey, good afternoon. This is the country on 8 years of Obama. If you think about it, you know,
everybody wondered what this guy was doing because he didn't do anything. I mean, he was probably the biggest disaster and had so much opportunity and just failed at miserably at everything. But what he did, one thing that was great for the Democrats and liberals out there, he packed the U.S. government full of extremists.
Yes, he sure did.
And that's what he was doing in the background the whole time, was putting people in higher echelons of the bureaucracy. And guess what? You can't get rid of them.
Yeah, so he was he's doing this, which gave him the chance to not look so radical in the public eye. But behind the scenes, you are 100% spot on with that.
Yep. And he's taking it over. It's really a coup.
Yeah.
A slow coup, and it's a slow moving coup. And now you see what happened. And now we live in a banana republic with FBI agents going into former presidents' homes that did little or nothing compared to what Hillary Clinton did.
Oh my God! 33,000 deleted emails on a server outside the government and nothing. Yeah, because Pie Face Comey stands there, being the dweeb that he is, and y'all know what a dweeb is.
Well, no reasonable prosecutor would pursue charges.
Reasonable prosecutor who didn't want to get killed and end up in the Clinton cemetery would pursue prosecution against Madam Fatass.
Yeah, well, she also had top secret information on that server that was in the closet of her bathroom. You know,
that's like, where I keep all my important documents, in the toilet, because nobody goes there. Well, they go, but they don't look.
Well, I would hope, I know there's probably FBI people that are listening to you, maybe even former FBI, and I would highly suggest anybody that knows anything to come forward. This is not just for your own self. This is for your country, and this is for your kids. Because right now, the FBI has become the Stasi.
Yes.
And that's all it's become. And I just feel sorry for anybody working for an organization that's that corrupt.
And the sad thing is they've done a beautiful job. Talk about, you know, encroaching and taking over. Don't think for a minute that all of this BS about transgenders and men can get pregnant, this started in an education system that Obama corrupted for 8 years, too.
Yeah. And he did a lot of damage.
Oh.
There's no doubt about it. And we got to dig ourselves. I mean, you can't. Unfortunately, it's like a fire hose, all the information you're getting at one time. But we're finding out lots of. Hey, and by the way, our buddy Alfred Borla, the veterinarian who has now received Pfizer, guess what? Four jabs later, and he's got COVID, too. It's unbelievable. Folks, I'm sorry. Please do not take these shots. Ben, I mean, just it doesn't work.
I know a lot of people that got vaxxed and the first booster and are not going back. I will not name them.
I know. But I know people got the booster and they said it was most miserable.
And I pressured myself into getting the booster. I was not planning on it. And I still haven't had COVID because I'm bohemian and we're tough.
Hey, man, you smoke those cigarettes, dude. That's your layer of protection.
You know what? I mentioned
this.
And
it has been proven about COVID. Actually, people that smoke do not get it.
There was a study done in France in the year of the 2020 that said smokers seem to be less at risk in getting the virus because not even COVID is strong enough to overcome tar.
That inflammation is being beat by that tar.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. What a world. Good calls. Great calls today. Thank you so much, everybody. You know, I don't get to talk about Georgia Floors Direct enough in the early part of the show, so I'm doing that now, whether Rosie likes it or not.
No, I love it. I love Georgia Floors.
I was just saying that to
get a rile out.
Get your attention, yes. I'm one of those kind of guys. They have been in business now for over half a century. I remember the count up to the 50-year mark, and now we're 2 years past it. And Jeff Mallinson and his team over there continue to provide the best in customer service, the wholesale price on... I am not allowed to say the word sale, because they have wholesale. That's better than sale. Anytime. And a selection that's unparalleled. I just walked that warehouse. This is a few weeks ago, and I'm still tired from that. I'd rather ride my bike 10 miles because it's huge, but that gives you all that much more selection. And Jeff has a great sales staff there. We call them the Merry Band of Floriers because they know what they're selling and they're really nice people. Merry. That is not an inaccurate description. They can help you with 12 months good as cash, and they have their own team of installers. So from beginning to end, from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing on your beautiful new flooring, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and I also recommend a visit to the Georgia Floors Direct Facebook page. Let's see how traffic is doing on the boulevard and elsewhere.
Well, our earlier accidents have cleared. We do have a good bit of congestion now, though, on East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, East Boulevard around I-85. Atlanta Highway is pretty busy outbound. And Taylor Road, those are the busiest spots. Everything else, light to moderate. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka looking good right now, as well as the interstates. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 40 Toyota Tacomas and RAV4s. Your good credit and no money down gets you on the road today. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, I want to keep you from experiencing the disappointment of buying your next blinds or shades from one of those big box stores. Or, even worse, from one of those internet companies with lots of empty promises and cheap products made outside of the USA. Just Blinds is committed to delivering the best in American-made window treatments and the latest in motorization and smart home options. Don't be disappointed. Visit Just Blinds Showroom in Prattville today or online at gojustblinds.com.
Come on, we're going to be late for the cookout.
I was just packing up my famous mac and cheese.
I hope you packed the Pepto, too.
Huh?
Pepto-Bismol provides fast relief from heartburn and indigestion. You know, that uncomfortable feeling after you eat too much. And after the deviled eggs, baked beans, and barbecue ribs, you're going to need it.
Barbecue ribs? I should probably pack an extra shirt, too.
Good call.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at NIH.
People should not be walking around with masks.
If a person wants to put on two masks, I see no reason to tell them not to.
Follow the Fauci.
Travel restrictions are not going to help. You can't just travel restrict everyone.
It is not a good idea to travel. Period.
To the real Dr. Fauci. Thank you for your calm,
and your clarity.
And then we'll have herd immunity. Quite frankly, that is nonsense. You very likely could have overwhelming majority of the people vaccinated, which means you'd have herd immunity that would allow you to safely get people back to school.
Fauci and other experts told us that 60% of America would have to be vaccinated before we could get back to normal. Now, Fauci tells the New York Times it could be 90%. And he admitted he'd been deliberately moving the goalpost because America wasn't ready to hear the truth.
We've got to be careful when there's mixed messages and inconsistencies in messaging.
I am the science. Yeah, inconsistencies in messaging. We just heard 90 seconds of that, the best of Fauci. There's another turd that needs to just slip away. Go away. You're too old to really do anything about. Just do us a favor and go away. We don't want to see your face. You got booed. Booed throwing out the first pitch in Seattle last week. Vociferously booed. It's over. The pixie dust has been blown off. And frankly, anybody that doesn't see you for the quack, quack you are is, well, a Democrat. Dumber than a box of hammers. You got plenty of those. So here's a good one.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
The Texas Rangers fired manager Chris Woodward.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I was going to talk about it with David Blackman, then I remembered it was his wedding anniversary today, so he wouldn't be available. However, this story, again, I don't know what they have put in the water of the Mississippi River, but it starts in Minnesota, and I think it's seeping into the water in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Teachers Union agreement with the city stipulates that white teachers get laid off first, regardless of seniority.
Unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unconstitutional. Wrong, wrong, and wrong again. What does that accomplish? Other than, well, if you don't agree with that, then you're just a racist. No, I'm not. These are the same people that are worried about democracy. That's democratic. That's why we're not a democracy, because that's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And look at this, the fat sow that's, oh, God. There's a teacher shortage nationwide, understandably so. Why would you, with the curriculum they're providing, the curriculum, you know, teaching kindergartners all about transgenderism and everything else, I don't know how this stands. I hope somebody has the balls to challenge this. This is just wrong.
Yeah.
It's like you can't cure racism with more racism. That's what this is. Now, it's not like we just exited the Jim Crow era, even though the media, of course, twisting that old saw around to fit their narrative. We have 60 years, almost 60 years since the Civil Rights Act was passed. And yeah, it did take some places a little longer to catch up. However, in 2022, this is obscene. But if the teachers up there want to sit still for this and take it, what are you going to do? Hopefully somebody will say, you know what? That's wrong. Lay off the white teachers first. Can it get any more patently hateful and racist than that?
Yeah.
And this is, well, they probably have a nice George Soros DA in Minneapolis who will do absolutely nothing about it. Some of that's going to have to take a citizen with courage to say something about that. This is what they have succeeded in doing. Crap like this. And this is just one example. It's happening all over the place. All I know is if I got laid off because I made the mistake of being born white, I would be angry, and righteously so. If I put 15, 20 years into a school system and got cut, well, sorry. Your years of investment in our school system don't matter. We just need to get rid of as many white teachers as we can. Oh, my God. Wow, it's 3:45, and I'm already exhausted from all the shaving cream in this news. Here's local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Auburn police have arrested 24-year-old Tyler Wade Fox on felony warrants charging him with sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old, sexual torture, production of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. Fox was transported to the Lee County Jail and is currently held pending a bond hearing. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed will be joined by other mayors across the country for Mayor's Fight Back, a week of action against violent crime. The nationwide effort encourages mayors across the country to spotlight the ways their administrations are taking action against rising crime and gun violence to make their communities safer. The Alabama Democratic Party has elected Randy Kelly as its new chairman of the party. Kelly is replacing State Representative Chris England, who decided not to seek re-election. Kelly won narrowly Saturday with 104 votes out of 202 cast by members of the State Democratic Executive Committee. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
In today's world, you need to know how to defend yourself and family. You need to go to Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex on Carmichael Parkway. Qualified instructors will be glad to answer any question or set up target lessons. You can bring your own firearm for target practice or rent from a wide variety from Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. Enjoy the state-of-the-art air-conditioned shooting range. Your firearm will not help you if you don't know how to use it. Open 7 days a week. Check them out on the web right now at MontgomeryIndoorShooting.com.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger.
Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow.
See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Oh, that's a lollipop.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well,
Hi, everybody. Radar is becoming more active today, and there's a risk of some thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before they fade out overnight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Low temperature tonight down to about 73. Look for mid-90s again tomorrow. Only isolated afternoon and evening storms, but the storms will become much more numerous Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's August 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of August, 1969, the Woodstock Music Festival opens on a patch of farmland in Bethel, New York. The event was attended by almost 500,000 music lovers. But if you count all the people who say they were there, it's more like 47 million. Have a great August 15th, the greatest day ever.
That is the most overrated event in cultural history, Woodstock. It was just a phenomenon that it went, I mean, it was a disaster. First of all, if you slugged your way through all that mud and waited and went through all the inconvenience and everything else the people that went there had to deal with. We were talking about this morning. Who were the opening acts? Richie Havens. You went through all of that to see him. Here Comes the Sun, which I believe he performed at Woodstock, was like his only hit. He, you know, nobody, none of the big names were there on the first night. And they've tried to recreate that. When something's a phenomenon, I don't care how carefully you copy the formula. That's an organic event. And of course, nobody that was there and saw the pictures, probably glad they weren't there, but it did become fashionable at some point to say, I was at Woodstock. Like, yeah, I walked the surface of the moon. By the way, see this picture of Jill Biden on the screen? Mm-hmm. Is that dress not ghastly? Please. Look at that. It looks like she walked into it. And it's stuck to the front of her.
And it's very dated.
What?
Dated.
You know what it I know what it reminds me of. It looks like she went to a birthday party that had a lot of blue crepe streamers, and she just got tangled up in them, and it became a dress.
Yeah.
Because it's very much, and I'm not trying to be, you know... It's clinging to her boobage. And it's not particularly flattering. Now, what I know about women's fashion, you could stick in a thimble and have room for the New Testament. But that is a bad look. Plus, she looks like she's aged 40 years since she's become the first lady.
She probably has, Greg, given...
Well, first of all, she said, Dr. Jill, I'd rather be called Dr. Jill. Yeah. Okay, Dr. Jill. Right. She's... And she never can quite save Joe from himself. Did you see him not once but twice last week? One time he shook hands with somebody at some stupid event. And then, I think it was Schumer.
Yeah.
And then shook hands with him again like 10 seconds later.
Or thought he was going to, not really.
Well, that was a different one. Oh. Where he turned around to shake somebody's hand and there was nobody there. I always try to shake the hand of the closest ghost or spirit or whatever I think might be there. This is what's running our country. Here's good news for Rosie. This seems to be a phenomenon because we talked about this, I think, the week before last. But now Maui... If you ever scrape together the bread to get out to Maui, you must visit the Cat Cafe, Rosie.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Now, what this is, they partner with the Maui Humane Society to house homeless cats and help them find a forever home. So you can go to the Cat Cafe, have coffee or tea, pastries, and the cats are just kind of like crawling around while you're there, hoping that you'll connect with one of them and take them home.
They've got them in several locations. There's one in Washington, too.
Oh, you've been onto this.
Yeah.
Who wants to open the first cat cafe here in Montgomery?
I would be a regular visitor.
Oof, I got to try. It sounds like I'm working with Susan Woody again. It's 3:55. So today, I did almost 5 miles on the bike.
Wow.
It's nice to walk back into an air-conditioned house and cool down. People, by the way, have noticed I have lost weight. And I took a picture with Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center Saturday, and I actually liked it.
Good.
You know, I'm telling people, shoot from the nipples, not her, my up, because for some reason, the way I wear my shirts, it looks like I got a huge belly, and I don't, really. But I was really pleased. It seems to be paying off, because I'm doing 5 miles a day.
You worked hard enough.
In my very curvy neighborhood. But it's nice to walk into a reliably cool house, and we thank Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Electric bill is due, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. I know it's going to be lower than the last one, because thanks to Clark's, they diagnosed us as under-insulated. And that's not an insulated incident. You might want to check yours, because as we look for every possible way to keep energy costs down, because Alabama Power and Light raised our rates the first of the month. So I'll be really interested to see. I know it's made a difference. Our AC unit doesn't have to come on nearly as often. And we also found out the kitchen and the room, the little room next to it, little dining area type room, had no insulation on it whatsoever. I just haven't found it necessary to walk in the attic over to that corner of the house. I don't hide anything there, so. But thanks to Clark's, the forensics, the diagnosis, and then the solution. In the meantime, we didn't have to replace the outside unit. And I'm very glad about that. And so is my bank account.
Yeah.
For honest diagnosis, in fact, for the protection that a Clark's Club membership offers, $180, 2 annual tune-ups, guaranteed priority service, discounts on parts and labor should you need a repair or a part goes bad, they got you covered. 277-2125. And don't forget their amazing plumbers. The best in the business. Best in the business. Same number, 277-2125. Or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. And they always have all kinds of special deals going on right now with water heaters and more. At Clark's. Thank you, Rick and Bobby.
We had an accident a little earlier on Highway 31 up near Pine Level, just above the Piggly Wiggly right before the elementary school. It was minor. Hopefully they got that out of the way. In Montgomery, we're just busy everywhere right now. We've got a lot of cars on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85. Atlanta Highway is a bit busy outbound from downtown. I-65 and 85 looking really good through downtown Montgomery. Back to school time at Premier Place. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So